You're listening to Comedy Central.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Please welcome Lindy West.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
This is a book that was based around a movement. I remember this trending online. I remember the debate that this started. Shout Your Abortion. It immediately jars a lot of people, but what is this movement all about?
So it started in 2015 when, I don't know if you remember, but the Planned Parenthood sells baby parts videos were going around.
Right.
Big hit. And my friends and I were perturbed and trying to figure out, is there something that we can do? Is there some way that we can counteract this, like, crazy nonsense? And my friend Amelia went on Facebook kind of spontaneously and wrote a beautiful post that said, I had an abortion at Planned Parenthood, and it was an overwhelmingly positive experience.
Right.
I felt nothing but relief. And I'm a good person, and my abortion made me happy. And so I took that, I screen grabbed it, and I threw it on Twitter, and I added Shout Your Abortion, and then the internet exploded. And some people said they were going to kill us, but a lot of people joined.
Right.
And started telling their stories with the hashtag, and it was really kind of gorgeous. It was like this huge outpouring of just truth. You know, some people had experiences that were traumatic, and some people had experiences like Amelia's that were they just felt gratitude. And a lot of people told us stories about having abortions before Roe v. Wade, and it was, you know, we got letters from religious people and conservative people, because the reality is that people are having abortions,
right,
Trevor. Whether, you know, really across party lines, across religious lines, across geographic lines, it's the reality. And the conversation has really been dominated by what's essentially a fringe opinion. You know, anti-choice rhetoric is not actually the norm.
Right.
So, you know, 71% of Americans support Roe v. Wade. And that's not a controversial thing. And yet, we're all sort of backed into this corner to talk about abortion as, like, well, yeah, I mean, I guess it is kind of murder. Like, even people who are pro-choice get sort of trapped in that paradigm, which is propaganda.
But how do you move people away from the negative ideas surrounding abortion? Because the paradox of abortion is that it isn't something that is taken lightly. It's not something that is benign or flimsy, but at the same time, it is not what many anti-abortion activists have started to speak about it as. You speak about the fact that it is not a partisan issue and shouldn't be one, but it has become one over time. And we know that, you know, the church, like the Catholic Church, for instance, in America, did a really good job of reshaping that idea in the minds of politicians. So how does Shout Your Abortion try to take us in a different direction?
It's just people telling the truth about their experiences, and experiences that we've been taught to feel shame about and to apologize for, which is really engineered by the evangelical right deliberately.
Right.
You know, and so all this is, it doesn't, it's morally neutral. You know, it's just people telling the truth. Here's what happened to me. Here's why I made this choice. Here's why I had to terminate this desperately wanted pregnancy. Or it's people talking about having had multiple abortions for every different kind of reason.
Right.
And so I think, you know, when you let such a common experience, one in four people who can get pregnant, people have an abortion. That's mm-hmm. huge. That means that everyone knows and loves someone who has had an abortion. That's just reality.
It's interesting because I've noticed in your speech and also in the book, you stray away from using the term women or women's issue. Is that something intentional?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just more important now than ever when, you know, this administration is openly hostile to trans people. I mean, I think those of us who are trying to be on the right side of history and who genuinely care about other human beings try to be inclusive in our language.
Right.
And the fact is that it's not only women who can become pregnant.
Right.
Trans men and non-binary people can be pregnant, and that's just reality.
Right.
So why would we, you know, why would I be deliberately inaccurate in the way that I speak?
When you look through this book, what I really found interesting and beautiful about it is that it is stories from individuals who are telling you their individual experience about how and why they had an abortion. Some are painful, you know, some are stories where the person didn't want to have an abortion but had to, you know, because of circumstances. You have all of their images in the book. That's a very deliberate thing to do. Do you think that adds to the stories, putting a face behind it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's really easy, again, when you have this tiny fringe group controlling the narrative, they're the only ones saying abortion out loud.
Right.
And if we're never saying abortion out loud and we're never telling our stories because we're shamed into silence, and when we talk about abortion, we say, we're so sorry about this constitutional right that we have and we know it's wrong and bad, but can we please keep having it maybe? Like, how is that a compelling political argument? But when you tell the truth and you say, I'm a human being, you know me and you love me and I've had an abortion and it's normal and it's happening all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just so, it's so powerful and it really breaks down that argument. And it really shows you that anti-choice people are not trying to stop abortion. They're trying to legislate who can and cannot have abortions. Because conservative politicians, their wives and mistresses and daughters are always gonna be able to go get an abortion somewhere. And really, all anti-choice rhetoric does and, you know, attempts to criminalize abortion or to overturn Roe, all that's going to do is keep people trapped in poverty
right.
and drowning in poverty for generations. That's the goal. And if it wasn't the goal, they would spend their time and money on comprehensive sex education, free birth control, free contraception, all the things that actually pro-choice people spend their time on that actually
right.
do affect their abortion rate. So, you know, I don't know.
It's a beautiful book with an amazing movement behind it. Thank you so much for being on the show. The book, Shout Your Abortion, is available now. Lindy West, everybody.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.